chada klemitz mechalitz umrakikin. Really should take one kmitza from the chalitz umrakikin. And over here, the kokomitz mechalitz umrakikin, umrakikin achalitz. What he's doing now really is taking only kmitza on the chalitz, and that has to work for both. So Mora says that's not a question, because Shanina Lenda Rabbi Shimon, we heard that that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that he says the Yomar in Komat Viola Biyodoi, Miyechad al Shnehem is Yotza, that if you take the Kemitza just from one type, just from the Chalitz, that also helps for the Rekikin. So even though you made a Minchas Mafet Taner of, let's say you meant to bring five Chalitz and five Rekikin, you could make a Kemitza just for the Chalitz, from the Chalitz, and that helps also for the Rekikin. Therefore, it's still a terrace that our Mishnah could come out according to Rabbi Shimon, and the way was that he brought these 10 chalas and 10 rekikin, and he just made one tonight. Whichever way he made the neder, that's the way it should be for the neder, and the others should be for the nedava.
Question I still, v'ikra moisa shemin, there's still leftover shemin. Why? Because like this, di machzer chalas, or machzer rekikin. That's when the guy first made this mincha. He's tried himself to bring a mincha, mach vatana. Let's say the first time the guy really said he wanted to bring five chalitz and five rekikim. If so, if so, moiser Hashem and the leftover shemen, marzir al chalitz, will put it into the chalitz. So Rashi says, as one man yomah that we had before, Rashi says, moiser Hashem, and in the prayer of Willem Menachis, mincha bo machzor chalitz and machzor rekikim, so you bring a maybe lug shemen, you bring a whole lug of shemen, v'chetzei, and you divide the lug in half. Half for the chalitz, or a kikin. Now, the chalitz, what do you do with the half of the lug for the chalitz? That's bonulin. You mix it up good, or moshech. Now, you mix it up. But or moshech or a kikin up ne kulin. Now, with a kikin, the wafer is like you only pour some oil on top of it. The Shar Hashem and the rest of the Shemin Marzir and the Chalas were put back into the Chalas. And so that's the way it should be if it's half and half. Now the Gabba Kulu Rekikin, let's in the case we make a Minchas Matar of all 10 Rekikin, then we learned that you moisture when you put oil on top of it, and the Shar Hashem is Nechel HaKohanim. So there was a big enough Gemino, what do you do with the Shemin? Do you put the Shemin back into the Chalas, or do you give the leftover Shemin to the Kohanim? How could you make it tonight, stand, bring 10 chalas and 10 rekikim? The chul, we don't know what to do with the extra shemen. That's the first question. Rika moisa shemen. Dimach the chalas and machzor rekikim omar. If that's what he said, then moisa shemen machzir in the chalas. The leftover of the shemen, this luke, should go into the chalas. But let's say the person meant to make another ikulu rekikim omar. Let's say at the beginning he meant to say all 10 should be over rekikim. Then the locker is moisa shemen nechal akahanim. The leftover of the shemen goes to the Kohanim. Just over here, we don't know what to do with this leftover of the shemen. So how could you say, bring it on tonight? Smir says, no, I'll answer you that Rabbi Shimon holds to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. He goes like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Amen. Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that's the name of Rabbi Shimon, that Moishchon Kimiki, that you take the oil and you pour it over the Rekikin, like an X back and forth, O Moisir Hashem and Nechol HaKohanim. And he goes, either in this case, the person made a neder to bring Machzor Chalas and Machzor Rekikim, so you divide the Shemen in half, and the Shemen for the Chalas go into the Chalas. But the Shemen of the Rekikim, you only use it to be Moishach, pour over that much Rekikim, and the leftover goes to Kohanim. And so then there's no problem. You bring these 10, you bring 10 Chalas and 10 Rekikim, and the shemen of the rekikin, you just pour over the rekikin, and the leftover goes to the Kohanim. Because even if you said 5 and 5, also it would go to the Kohanim. So if we can still bring you tonight. So my sister says, Oh, my lay Rav Kana Rav Ashi, I will ikon l'sfuka b'minchas nesachim. Like, what does the Mishnah say if he said a mincha, he doesn't know which one, he wants to bring 5, still maybe meant to bring a minchas nesachim, another type of a mincha. The mincha you bring with the korban. It's made out of different amount. It has 3 lugim shemen, not just 1 lug shemen. So why did the Mishnah say this suffix also? Maybe the person meant to bring a type of a mincha that brought the teres nesachim. Smir says no. The Yom Rav, and Rav says, like, in this kind of question here, the Yom Rav, because Rav says, Misnadiv Odeh Minchas Nesachim Mechol Yom, the person could bring in the Dovra, or type of the Minchas brought with the Korban. So maybe that's what the person meant to say here. So Mor says, no. Kikra Misafkalei, when do we have a Sefik? The person says, I made him ready to bring one type of a Mincha, but I forgot which one. You know which type he has to focus on. Here's a Simon. Yochid, Glal, Levona, Bolum, Belug, Mekamsa. It's like this. Bo, Beglal, Yochid. When do we say, guys, a Sefik, only a Mincha comes by itself, a Yochid brings it. But Bo, Beglal, Tzibo, Lema, Safkalei. We had before, a regular Mincha can't come by Shutfis, only a Yochid can bring it. A Mincha's Nesachim, that comes in a carbon tzibur also. That's a different type of a mincha. Such a mincha we're not talking about. Rashi says, "Kikum asafkulei linda min minchas yochid shein lebo betzibur doesn't come with a tzibur. Now shein k'minchas nesachim comes with a carbon tzibur also. He didn't have that in mind. Another story is kikum asafkulei bo beglalatzmai. Only a mincha that comes by itself. But bo beglal zevach le asafkulei." A mincha that comes across of a korban, that's not part of the sefik. A mincha's nesachim is usually a mincha that comes with a korban. Savadi did not have that in mind. Another one, kikra mesafkulei tun levena. Only a mincha that needs levena, these five menachas needs levena with it. But a mincha's nesachim, sheina tun levena, le mesafkulei, that wasn't part of the sefik, since you don't need levena by the mincha's nesachim. Another story is, kikra mesafkulei bo belug. Only a mincha, like a regular mincha, that needs a lug shemen. But bo b'shloish lugim le mistafkalei. The minchas nesachim, that comes with three lugim shemen. So a stam mincha did not mean that. Another swear is, kikra mistafkalei to the kemitza. A regular mincha needs a maestro kemitza. The five minachas. But here a minchas nesachim, that's a shayna to the kemitza, leka mistafkalei. For sure, that was not in the person's mind. Therefore, we don't have a suffix. Maybe meant to bring a minchas nesachim. Yeah. The Mishnah is writing says parashti mincha shel asreinim. Let's say he said he wants to bring a mincha shel asreinim. But the Mishnah said again what you said parashti mincha shel asreinim. The end of day of my parashti, you remembered you said to bring a certain amount of asreinim and you forgot how many. So Mishnah had a machlekes. Tanakam said you have a mincha shel shishim asreinim. Bring one mincha with 60 of them. Rabbi Yehimanel, you have a minocha shel asreinim, is miyechad yashishim. Rabbi Yehazlo, you have to bring 60 different minochas here, and each one is different from one till 60. That's what we have in the Mishnah. I'm going to say this now. Tere Rabbanim, pirashti mincha ukevate bekli yechad shel asreinim. I said then how many asreinim I want to bring, and I said it should all be brought in one kli. But the Yen Yudei in my parashti is not sure how many he said. So such a case is Yavi Mincha Shashishim Asreinim. Divrei Chachamim, to be Yotzei Mamonoshoch, he has to bring one Mincha of 60 Asreinim. And Mamonoshoch, he's Yotzei here. Yeah. Rabbi says no. Yavi Minochos Shel Asreinim. He has to bring like different Minochos made out of different amounts of Asreinim. Meyechad yachishim, like bring 60 different menachas, and the first one is one isur, and the second one is two, and next one is three, and if you add these all up from 1 to 60, with 1, 2, 3 up to 60, it comes out to be shem elef. It's 1,000 esreinim, u'shmoyne meyus and 800, u'shleishim and 30, 1,830 esreinim. That's how much you have. What's going to be if you say pirashti? V'en yedei yema pirashti. The Ezu Mihem Parashti. Like you don't even know with how many and which type of a mincha you made. Then you day a kind of parashti. Like you have a suffix now, you said clearly which type of a mincha you wanted to bring, and also you said how many Yisraelim you want to be there. And now you forgot. So in such a case, Yove Chamisha Menachas. You have to bring the five different types of menachas you have to bring, because you're not sure which one you wanted. And also since you're not sure how many of them, Shall shishim asreinim. You have to bring 5 times 60. Like out of each type of a mincha, bring it in one, bring each mincha 60 asreinim. So it comes out 5 times 60, which is shehein shalosh meis, comes out to be 300 Esrainim. Divrei Chachamim, these are the words of Chachamim. That's how many Menachos you have to bring. Esrainim. Rabbi says like this, Yavi Chamesh Menachos. Since you have a suffix, which type of the five you made, you have to try to bring five types, but each type has to be Shashishim Esrainim. There are 60 different Esrainim. Meyechad V'yad Shishim. Again, 60 different Menachos of each one, 1 to 60. So it comes out 5 times 1 to 60. But comes out together, Shehein, Tisha Alpayim, 9,000, Omeya V'chamishim, 150. So that's the Machlokes Tanakama and Rebbe. So Mor says, now, B'maykim is L'gi. Some Rav Chizda says, B'muta L'hachnis Chulin L'yazor K'mif L'gi. The Shiloh is, are you allowed to bring into the Azora Chulin? That's the Machlokes. So Rashi says, B'muta L'hachnis, means the kula yalma osel arev chayvet b'nedava. Everybody holds you can mix together in the same kli like a minchas chayva and a minchas nedava. Therefore, it's like this that the Gemara says, Rebbe sava osel hachnes chulin lazara. You're not going to bring in chulin lazara. For a bar in salvi, mutal hachnes chulin lazara. You're not going to bring in chulin lazara. So Rashi says like this, Rabban in salvi mutal hachnes chulin lazara. Hilkach yavi shisha srein of a kli yechad. You said at the beginning how many you want, how many Yisraelim, and you forgot. So the answer is now to bring in one kli, 60 Yisraelim. And you should make it tonight. The Yisnes, Kulam Nadarti, Kulam Echvasi. If I originally meant to bring 60, all these 60 for the Nether. The Imlava, I only meant 50 or 30, Mash, Nadarti, and Echvasi. As much as I made a Nether for, it should be for the Nether. For Ashar Chulam, and the rest over does not become the Nedover, but remains Chulam. Because we're going now to Yosalar of Chayvim ben Adava. You can't mix in the same pot on Mincha of Chayvim ben Adava. So Rashi has the Kasha, but there's still Shver. How could you make the Kemitza then? Let's say you only meant to bring 50 Yisroinim of flour, 60 Yisroinim, 50. And you have here 60, so 10 of them is Chulin. So Lechur, you have Chulin mixed with the Mincha, how do you take the Kemitza? So Rashi says that the Mor Yis before the Chav Dalid, that the Kohen, the diet of the Kohen Talia Milsam. The Kohen diet of Kodesh Lechulim. Like, it's like he was not going to live like Brera. The Kohen was Magdashit, and he has not the Kemitza that is taken, whatever should be taken, is only from the Kodesh, not from the Chulim. The kids said, Rabbanon Hold, he could bring in Chulim. And Rashi says, Rebbe, Savano, also Lachmas Chulim Azorah. Hilkach, therefore, you can't put it in one Kli, just 60, because maybe some of it is Chulim, and you bring the Chulim Azorah. So the answer is to bring 60 different kelim, each one a different amount, and you make it tonight. Whichever one of these 60 is the one you made a nether, that's for the nether. And the other 59 should be in the davis. And since they're not mixed together in the same kli, therefore it's good. That's the machlokes. Nothing more says no. Rava says, it could be the kuli of everybody holds. Also lahachnis chul lazor. You're not going to bring chul lazor. Vihocho de muter. If you let them mix together in the same kli, or minchas chayvah and minchas adava. Rabbanan salvi mutalara chayvah ben adava. So very good. You bring this one kli with 60 Yisraelim, and make it tonight. As many as you made in your nether should be for the nether. And the rest of it should be in the adava. Even though it's mixed together in one kli, you're allowed to do it. For Rabbi Savanam, also lara chayvah ben adava. You can't mix together with chayvah ben adava. So therefore, you have to bring 60 different kelim from 1 to 60. Oh, Malaya Abaye L'Rova. So Abaye says back to Rova, L'Rabbon, according to your Shita, the Rabbon hold, the Amri, Mutalar of Chayv ben Adova, you let it mix together with Chayv ben Adova. If so, Chobin and Shnei Kemotzim. The Chur, you have to be claimants twice here. One for the Neder, one for the Adova. And the Chur, Kashur, you have to be afraid, maybe the flower doesn't stim. You're not taking out the flour for the chayv and for the nedava. Tamar says yes. The case is the komatz for the komatz. His first question you have to do twice. Tamar says true. You make two kemitzes. Made a kemitza once. Then you do a second one. Yeah. For the marai, vaka komatz me chayv and nedava, or me nedava and chayv. Still it's a shver. But the chura, when you take it out, you don't know which one you're taking it out. It could be taken out from the chayv on the nedava. And then the dover on the chayva. So where it says no, the tonal labor that's kind. That's what Rashi brought down before, the other one of Chav Dalet.
that the is totally in the Das Kohen, that when the Kohen takes it up, like Rashi says, Kol Eicha the Mot, the other the Kohen, Hashto. That's why the Mor says what? Mor is what? The Tolle B'Das Kohen. The Yomer, the Kohen says, Kol Eicha the Mot, the other the Kohen, Hashto Choyva. Or Lipsayf Medava. Wherever I take first, that should be for the Minchas Choyva. And when I take second, that should be for the Medava. Rashi says, the claim it's Rishon Yovi Choyva. For Kol Eicha the Mot, the other the claim it's Achroin, Tein Medava. So it's a little bit like Gleira. You have right to put your hand in there, and you say this. Yeah. So it's said, even though over there, Rabbi does not from the Svara, but vice versa over here, the Korean Talimusi, Rabbi, you hold from the Svara. Yeah. So we'll start the question, but the Akhtura Hechem Akhtar, how do you burn it though? Yeah. The Akhtura Hechem Akhtar, lick the Nadova of Reisha Pinim Akhtar, the Minchas Nadova first, then the Choyva Hech the Machtolei. How could you burn the Choyva? Duma maybe Kula Choyva he. Maybe the whole Kemit is only from the Choyva. Maybe the whole Mincha was the Choyva. Like maybe he really meant to bring all 60 for your Choyva. And so the Chosu Lushirayim. And so how could you burn the second Kemitzah? Like maybe the first Kemitzah is the only Kemitzah. And the second one is not really Kemitzah. So you're burning Shirayim. The Yamamah we learned. Shirayim shechosru ben kemitza laktara. If you're missing some shirayim between the kemitza and laktara, ein maktir lechomet aleihem. You can't burn the kemitza. So how do you do it now? Elamai may be lick the chayva bresha. Let's burn first the chayva. The first kemitza you take out the shein chayva, let's burn that first. So the question is, to the dover hechim aktala, how do you burn secondly the dover then? The same question.